Hey, C3 family, it is Wednesday. Titus chapter 1 is where we find ourselves. It's the very next book in the Bible after 2 Timothy. And Titus was a Greek who was converted to Christianity by Paul. And he had done a lot of traveling with Paul. One thing that really I want you to think about is that Paul must have really trusted Titus, because earlier on he had sent Titus to Corinth to look into the problems in the Corinthians church. If you remember, in 2 Corinthians, tells us that Titus paved the way for Paul's coming to Corinth. So Paul had seen him, met him, converted him, and sent him to Corinth. So about 8 or so years later after that, so this would have been about 65 AD, so roughly speaking about 35 years after the resurrection, we hear about Titus again in this letter that Paul wrote to Titus, which we now call the Book of Titus. So that gives you a little bit of background as to who Titus was, and that gives you a little bit about the timing of what's going on here. Now, this letter, you're going to notice right away, it's a short letter, 3 chapters long, and you're going to notice that this letter starts out very similar to when he wrote to Timothy. They were both written to his proteges, Timothy and Titus, and he wrote to both of these men about how to choose or how to appoint church leadership. So when he wrote to Timothy, he wrote to him about church leadership in Ephesus to the Ephesian people. And here he writes to Titus in Crete and talking about finding church leadership to the Cretans. So today you'll be reading Titus chapter 1, and Paul starts out by instructing Titus to appoint elders in every town. And if you remember from 2 Timothy, elders means overseers. It's interchangeable with the word overseers. And if you look at the job description for an overseer according to Paul in the early church, these are modern pastoral roles, if you remember from a couple days ago. So he lists things very similar to the things he listed to Timothy, things that overseers or pastors or elders were to have. He said, make sure, and I'll just kind of give you a quick list here. He says, make sure these men are blameless. In other words, make sure they live above reproach. He makes sure that that Titus knows that these should not be men who are into polygamy, not men with multiple wives, but one woman men is who he's writing to. That doesn't mean that he was disqualifying single men. He's just saying to pick these overseers, make sure that they are men of but one wife, one woman man is what he's looking for, that they manage their families well, they manage their children well. And then he mentions that word blameless again. And so Paul makes a very concerted effort to both Timothy and Titus to make sure that these overseers are blameless, that people, when they look at them, not only are they not sinning, but they don't have any reason to believe that they are. He says they should not be overbearing or quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness or violent. He wants to make sure that they're honest and hospitable. He wants to make sure that they're good, loving people, that they're self-controlled people. And then he uses the word upright as it's translated from Greek into English, which means righteous. That word righteous means upright, holy, and discipline. And then Paul makes sure to express the need for these people to be of sound doctrine. He even calls out the false teachers. So I love Paul's passion for truth. As I close my devotion today, shouldn't we all strive for these things, whether we're elders or not, this list of things? So think about this list today as you read through Titus chapter 1, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow.